From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama heads to Germany Sunday to drum up support for a trade pact. Mr. Obama will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and is expected to discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and other issues. The two leaders also hope to build support for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. The Free Trade Pact is being negotiated by the U.S. and the European Union. During a town hall meeting with British young people on Saturday, Mr. Obama said that each country has barriers that have to be overcome for trade deals to work.
Getting trade deals done is tough because each country has its own parochial interests and factions, and in order to get a trade deal done, each country has to give something up. So it's a time-consuming process.
Mr. Obama is expected to express support for a deal between the European Union and Turkey to manage the flow of migrants and refugees from Syria and other areas. The leaders and their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy will hold talks ahead of the NATO summit set for July in Warsaw. Meanwhile, in Hanover, Germany, on Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters gathered to demonstrate against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. An estimated 35,000 people marched in the streets and carried signs criticizing the deal. Trade unions, nationalists, and green groups say the deal will drive down wages, erode consumer protection, and damage the environment. Mr. Obama and other proponents say that lowering tariffs and harmonizing rules will give a boost to business at a time of economic uncertainty. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says that his country's efforts to deter Syrians from entering Greece by sea have drastically cut daily migrant voyages. Speaking Saturday from the Turkish city of Gaziantep near the Syrian border, Mr. Davutoğlu, alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel and European Council President Donald Tusk, said the numbers have dropped from as many as 6,000 in November to as few as 130. Tusk described Turkey as the best example for the whole world of how refugees should be treated.
Today, Turkey is the best example for the whole world how we should treat refugees. No one has a right to lecture Turkey what you should to do. I am really proud that you are my partner, Ahmet, and I am absolutely sure that we will succeed.
On Friday, Amnesty International urged the European delegation not to close their eyes to the catalog of human rights abuses faced by refugees in Turkey. North Korea has confirmed that it conducted a submarine-launched ballistic missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. The North Korean state news agency declared the test a great success, even as the official news agency in South Korea claimed just the opposite. South Korean military officials told the Yonhap news agency the missile flew for about 30 kilometers, and Saturday's test does not appear to have been a success. A South Korean defense spokesman said Seoul is keeping close tabs on Pyongyang's military and is maintaining a full defensive posture. American pop music icon Prince was laid to rest Saturday in a private ceremony for close friends and family. The musician's publicist released a statement saying that he had been cremated and then honored in a small ceremony. Bassist and friend Larry Graham was among the mourners Saturday at Paisley Park.
Prince made us all a better musician. Spiritually is the most important thing, because he was a very spiritual man. But as a musician, he pushed us. He made us better. And so we miss him deeply.
Medical examiners are still looking into what killed the 57-year-old musician, who was found dead alone at home on Thursday. Police said there were no signs of trauma on his body and no reason to suspect suicide. And Ecuador's president says the death toll from last week's earthquake has risen to 646. Around 12,500 people are injured and 130 are missing. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.